Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCamera and John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling. On this Tuesday morning, well, after Demolition Derby last night by the Phils, that was awesome. Home run derby, if you will, as the Phils absolutely poured it on as that game got going. And we'll talk extensively about it. I certainly sense growing excitement with the Phillies, particularly since the Durant acquisition and how they've played since. Look, we'll get into that. We'll get into the Eagles. They've got a game in 2 days. They've come out with their depth chart, so we'll talk about that. We are at training camp, where, of course, the Eagles hold practice during this training camp. Game in 2 days, and we also now know, speaking of games, when it's not quite a game in tennis. Well, you play a game and then another and then another, and then that's a set. And we know when the tennis date will be. Me and Fritz will tell you that shortly. All of it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494, as we broadcast from the NovaCare Complex, part of 94 WIP's Champ Camp. It's driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV, sales, service, parts, and accessories. Richie Rich, how are you, pal?
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
It really does look like heaven out there over the practice
gorgeous.
Field,
it's doesn't gorgeous. It? It's gorgeous. A beautiful pink-blue sky, and the field just ready for me to run out there and start playing sports. No, that's tennis. That's tennis. Hello, John.
A group of hyenas is called a cackle.
Ah, yeah, Fritz's hyena. Okay, I'm ready. How many hyenas with Fritz? Just one, right? Yeah, just one. Well, I said the Fritz's. I don't want to go after the family. I wouldn't be
appropriate. It sounded like you went after
Well,
Fritz's,
did.
But it's apostrophe S. It kind of can be one or more. You know, it's got that Z thing on the end, so it gets a little weird. So, Phils, look, they didn't crank it up early. Well, Bryce did. But they really cranked it up in the sixth inning. If you missed it last night, I feel bad for you. Because really you missed what I would term one of the five most fun games of the season, if not top three. This was fun and exciting. Let's listen to the home runs, how they sounded.
And a swing and a drive. This is well hit towards the angled wall. Going back, Carlson looking up, and it's gone. And it's a home run for Harper over the State Farm sign to the left of dead center. Blasted. Deep right field, and that is going to tie the ball game way up into the second deck as Kyle Schwarber hits his 39th home run of the season. And man, did he ever. And it's swung on, crushed, and that is the first hit for Harrison Bader. It's a three-run home run straight away left field. Swung on, belted, high and deep, and it's another grand slam for Kyle Schwarber. And what a way to hit number 40 on the season. 11-3 Phillies. Schwarber with his second of the night. Back looking up, and that's gone. Back of the bullpen for Edmundo Sosa, his third hit of the night. Crushed. Deep left field. Westberg's out of room. Back to back. Sosa and Wilson tacking on in the bottom of the eighth, and it's 13-3.
Just an unbelievable job. I mean, it was just awesome. And obviously, you know, the big ones. I mean, Bader's homer was huge because it broke the tie, and then Schwarber just freaking broke it open. Obviously, his MVP candidacy is real. It's on. We'll talk about that. We'll take your reaction to what the Phils did last night. 215-592-9494. And it really does seem to me like renewed optimism around here. Are you feeling it? Has Durant really changed? I don't want to say everything because that wouldn't be accurate. But has he changed your entire outlook on what this team can do in the next couple months? Hit us up, 215-592-9494. Certainly they're playing better since they got him. All right. Let's talk Eagles as well. John, we got a game in 2 days, but no one really cares about that. What we do care about is that we've got a regular season that is now what I'll call inside of a month. Yesterday was the crossover from 1 month to like less than a month. 30 days now. 30 days, because this thing cranks up on September 4th. John, I ask you, Rhea Seltzer, and everyone today at 215-592-9494. You know, what is something, John, when you think about this coming season with the Eagles, we've probably talked about, but perhaps haven't talked about enough? Because, you know, let's be real. We've been very Phillies-focused for all the obvious reasons. Trade deadline was fascinating. The season's been fascinating. John, this Eagles thing, though, gets going in 30 days. What have we not discussed enough? What's on your mind?
But there's so much. I had a chance to watch a lot of practice, and there are some different trends that we're seeing on both sides of the ball this year that I really appreciate. And talking to Kevin Petullo yesterday, things are sort of clearer to us this year, I guess. To me, it feels like both sides of the football have advanced. Both sides of the football are ahead of where they were last year at this time. I'm not saying they're ahead of where they were when we won the Super
Sure,
Bowl.
Sure.
They're ahead of where they were last year at this time, which is a great place to be because we know that this team will maintain its focus through thick and thin. We've seen them do this. And we know it's a great place to start. I know I love the fact that watching practice, our backs can be used as such weapons as receivers. And the offense can grow into more of a grad level, let's screen it and check it down and motion the backs out of the backfield and get them matched up on the outside against guys who can't cover them. I think we're going to see more of that this year. We're seeing it in camp. Jalen already has familiarity with this offense, which is such a huge deal.
Does it look structurally similar to you in a way that it shouldn't be from one coordinator to the next? Like a concern? Like you feel okay with that?
Talking to Coach Petullo yesterday, he's trying to keep it as streamlined and similar as possible. Down to the language, you know, that he's using. He's changing it, you know, enough to, you know, make it better, to make it his, to improve what they saw they need to improve on tape from last year. But it's still using language that's familiar enough to Jalen and the players that it doesn't feel like they're starting over again. And the fact that there is that incredibly, you know, they've got a rapport. They've got this wonderful rapport for the last several years together. You know, it's just the offense is ahead. And I love that you can see it at practice. And it just makes sense when you think about it. It makes total sense. Joe, the part that I'm excited about is the defense, too.
You were so wrong about the defense. I've been a doubter. They haven't played a game yet.
I know. They can be better than last year.
Let's not go past that before it starts.
Well, that was great, John.
It's exciting.
You were wrong. They haven't played, but you were wrong. No, listen, maybe, John. I mean,
they're better. They're telling us they're better. Reed Blankenship is telling us last year at this time they're you know entry level courses that they can run a couple defenses out there. It's like defense 101. This defense he's telling us now they're graduate level courses. They're going out there and everyone understands not just their job but the jobs of those around them. And so Vic Fangio can put a lot more on the table. They have a lot more they can try to do to offenses. And they'll be good with the volume because they're more familiar now. And it's just going to look like, you know, to an offense, I can tell you from experience, it really does give you problems when you're up against a defense that's this smart. I'm so excited about that part. And how about the fact that Vic Fangio, when he talked last week, I was thrilled that he publicly challenged Adoree' Jackson.
Sure did.
And you know, Kelee Ringo and Adoree' Jackson had been competing for the outside cornerback spot, and Vic Fangio basically said, "Hey, Adoree' Jackson, you got this pedigree. You've not really made good on it in the NFL yet. Let's see you prove that pedigree. I think it's time." And now it feels like it feels like Vic wasn't satisfied with what he saw, or the front office at least wasn't satisfied with what they've seen from this competition, because they just traded for the Raiders cornerback, James, what's his name?
And he has started in this league.
Now he started 11 games.
Yeah, maybe he'll be a backup here. You know, maybe he's your fourth guy, but maybe he becomes a starter.
Starting pedigree on the outside. Yeah. We know that he can do it. We know that this is such an open competition for whoever's going to start opposite Quinyon Mitchell.
Yeah, no, for sure. Look, we'll take your reaction to what John said. There's a lot in there. The offense, the defense, all of it, 215-592-9494. As we're now just 30 days from kickoff, what is something that's on your mind? Perhaps we haven't, as a show, as a station, as a collective fan base, maybe haven't talked enough about. Look, I'll tell you one thing that's huge, and we have talked about it, but maybe not drilled down enough, is the adjustment with just players. Of who's going to be the stars, the rock stars, if you will, at edge, whether you call it outside linebacker or DN. I mean, the reality is Brandon Graham had been here, feels like, since the Nixon administration. All right, he's finally gone. And obviously Josh Sweat had his tenure here. He's gone. So, you know, those two guys out. Now, Nolan Smith, who came on like
Nolan
gangbusters.
Nolan Smith is going to be a monster.
Yeah, he's your number one for sure. You know that Jalex Hunt is totally in the mix and is going to be a starter. But you also know Jihad Campbell may be your guy there, third guy, second guy. But we also don't know if he's going to be there because he's also inside linebacker guy. And then you got all the other guys. Look, I heard years ago Bill Walsh say, it was a few years before he died, most important thing in football, pro football, is quarterback. Second most important thing is getting the quarterback, edge rushers. I heard him say it. And I've never lost track of that since I heard Bill Walsh say that. They've had some flux there. Now, listen, they got some really talented players. Really talented players. But, you know, the standard that they put out there last year was incredibly high. Aided by Jalen Carter inside frickin' collapse in the pocket, a la Jerome Brown, a la Fletcher Cox.
There.
You know, so he is still there. But the edge thing, very important. And I'll tell you, I'm even anxious to see how much Vic Fangio plays those guys in the preseason games.
I think he's going to play them a little bit.
Because, you know, most starters won't play, but maybe some of those guys do.
I think they will.
They're younger.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's something to be said for those guys actually putting on the pads, putting on the jock strap, and freaking playing in 2 days.
Nolan Smith played last year in the preseason.
He played deep into some of those games because he had to prove it.
Yep.
And I'll tell you what, I think Jalex Hunt still has to prove it. We know Jihad Campbell has to prove it. He hasn't played a game in pro football. And all the other guys are the other guys. So certainly they have to prove it, obviously, other than Nolan Smith. Look, your thoughts on what hits you, 215-592-9494. 30 days to this thing being real at the Link. We're real here today at the NovaCare Complex. We'll tell you about the Fritz tennis thing, phone calls, and all these topics. By the way, I got a big on offense as well that I got to get to, because there's another thing, frankly, I think we have not talked enough about offensively, and it could drive the engine. What it is, tell you next. Show to camera John Ritchie from training camp. Your phone calls and all of it, including the Phils, awesome last night on 94 WIP.
Burst pipes, leaks, clogs, corrosion, maybe even a loud, mysterious noise. Do not let any of those plumbing problems ruin your summer. Just contact Horizon Service today and stop worrying. No matter the time of the year, what you can always do is trust the experts at Horizon Services. They'll solve any of your plumbing problems because they have, frankly, seen it all. You won't be waiting around days for a plumber to arrive. Horizon Services has same-day service, so they'll make sure your problem is fixed fast. As always, with Horizon Services, job's going to be done right the first time. If it's a bigger job, say maybe a water heater installation, Horizon Services has money-saving warranties, rebates, and flexible payment options. So it doesn't matter what season it is, you shouldn't be worried about having enough hot water for everyone in your home, and you shouldn't have to worry about your wallet when you need to take care of your home. Horizon Services, they are available 24/7, so don't wait. Schedule a visit at horizonservices.com. That's horizonservices.com. Book today. Knowing with Horizon Services, help is on the way.
So that, good morning, say a little Doors. There you go. Try to run, try to hide. That's what Patrick Mahomes was trying to do last year in the Super Bowl. He was trying to run, he was trying to hide. So Thomas Booker, who the Eagles traded yesterday, Seltzer, is the answer to what future trivia question?
Who was traded for all-pro cornerback Jacory and Bennett? Is that the question?
Thomas Booker, who the Eagles traded last night, in 5 years will be the answer to this trivia question. Which Eagle from the Eagles' second Super Bowl winning team played 17 games but no one can remember? And the answer will be Thomas Booker. By the way, no offense to him, man. I mean, the guy obviously contributed. He, I mean, 17
He's
games
a Super
for that
Bowl
guy.
Champion.
Yeah. Super Bowl champion Thomas Booker. But they bring
he can play. He just said no, there's no room for him.
There's
here.
Not much yeah. room in the end. There's not yeah. much room in the end. All right, look, 215-592-9494. For what stands out to you about the Eagles as we get close to the season here, and perhaps we haven't talked enough about. Let me give you a biggie that I think we have not talked enough about. And, you know, I've gone back and forth whether I feel confident making this statement. I haven't made it yet on the station. But I feel confident making this statement, so I'm going to say it. I really think Saquon's going to do it again. I really do.
He's got a heavy workload.
And let me tell you guys, like, I'll be the first to say right now, I'll probably tell you 50 times during the season that should dial back his touches. I'll be the first to tell you that I'll probably say a bunch that it seems unlikely he'll go the distance again at the same level because history tells you while it can happen, it's rare. You know, I mean, I'll put that out there now because we know history. I mean, Christian McCaffrey last year, and I predicted that in the offseason prior to last season. I told you, McCaffrey's not going to make it to the finish line. And I don't even know if he made it to the starting point. James, did he play one game or zero games?
I think it was zero, but I'm not 100%
sure. All right,
sure.
Well, he either played zero or one. The point is, he didn't even get off the ground. Here's why I think Saquon's going to do it again. And by the way, do it again isn't necessarily defined as 2,000 yards rushing. But I mean like the same level of play and massive
well, I think he
productivity.
Could absolutely get 2,000 yards.
Well,
again.
He could, but no one's ever done it. It's like pitching
right.
two no-hitters in a row.
About
you know, one
this.
Guy one guy's done that.
There's nothing that's changing with the offensive line except for Tyler Steen, and I can tell
yeah,
you
but it's
that guy's going to be good.
Yeah, it's the
practice,
it's, but it's the 500 touches. It's the 500 touches
yes.
thing.
And he's a young man. he's
not,
driven.
He's not that young.
You are so worried about the injury part, ordinarily speaking.
He's also, by the way, been a guy who's had a lot of injuries in his career. But let me tell you why I feel, and then we're going to come right to you on the phones, 215-592-9494. An awful lot to react to here today, both Phillies and Eagles. Here's the main two reasons why I feel like Saquon's going to do it all again. Because his missed time with the Giants will help. I mean, on one hand, his body got beat up by injuries, but on the other hand, his body didn't get beat up. If you catch my drift, I mean, there was a lot of games, you know, that his body wasn't absorbing hits because he missed with the Giants. So his missed time with the Giants help. But here's, I think, even the bigger one. His time with the Giants helps. And what I mean by that is the frustration that grew in that man for I'm not going to say 6 years because I don't think he was frustrated year one. But by around year three, four, five, six, you couldn't see it with his body language, but you could see it with your mind knowing what that man must have felt playing for that team. No quarterback, no offensive line, no wide receivers, dummies as coaches. And so I think part of why Saquon last year was so exceptional, he was like the animal that got let out of the zoo and got to roam the forest. And so he just freaking let it all out. And I think there is still a lot in there, call it edge, that I think from his days with New York that'll really help the Eagles and us as a fan base, because I honestly feel like he didn't get it all out last year. Because I watched that man play for the Giants, and he had no shot. And that we know that drove him nuts. I believe it's part of the reason why he came down here. Because when that organization, after what he did for them, with no shot given to him, wouldn't pay him what he wanted, and then the Eagles would, and I'm sure there's some other teams, you know, similar kind of dollar figure. But I think he was like, you know what? I'm sticking it to him. I think he is still motivated by what happened up there. And I think the Eagles, now look, I could be proven wrong. This could be a week four injury. It could be the nagging type. It could be the five different injury type. Anything's possible. But I'm telling you, as we sit here today, my sense, monster year for Saquon Barkley with essentially no discernible difference from last year. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. What do you make of that? Agree or disagree? Look, I hope I'm not talking out my hiney. I hope it's not just hopeful talk, but it honestly is what I believe. Let's go to Patrick in Tabernacle kicking us off. Patrick, good morning.
Morning, everybody. How we doing?
Great, Patrick.
John Ritchie. If Patrick. If the hippies cut off all their hair, what do you say to that?
I don't care.
That's right, brother. Never let me down. Never let me down with that Hendrix. Serious.
Patrick, there's another way to put it, because I know you're going musical lyrics. I'd go, I guess you get a fiancé, because that's what John did. He cut his hair and he got a fiancé. Got a girlfriend and a fiancé.
Cleaned up his act, didn't he?
That's right. I'm just saying it makes it. And then freaking Richie's asking questions in press conferences yesterday. What is going on here? Was that Sunday? Was that yesterday, right, John?
Does he skip into work now?
I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, Patrick, we have audio of John Ritchie asking a question in a press conference. We'll get to it. All right, what do you got, bud? What's on your mind with the Eagles, the Phils? What are you thinking?
The Phillies. I'm just, you know what, man? That stadium, it's so.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Like it was never plugged in until what's his face? Duran come into town. You know what I mean? Like that stadium just was, he found the cord, he plugged it in, and we went full electric. It was just unbelievable. Unbelievable. Seriously.
Like, so has he changed, and I don't mean this literally, Patrick, but has he changed everything? Has he changed the outlook for this whole thing?
Joe, listen, if I'm a player on that team waking up this morning, I'm skipping down the hallway like John Ritchie skipping down the hallway. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
seriously,
I do.
It's amazing, because it really made me just reflect on the whole season. Like, we've had this listen, we got a really good team here. And it's like they're almost doing it with no juice, it seems. until the other night. So it just really gave me another, you know, just a nice little man. Like pay attention now.
I agree with you. It provided a huge shot of adrenaline. Yeah, forget the skill, the talent, which is there and going to make a big difference. It supercharged the whole feeling about everything. It really did. Now, look, they won a game 2-0, which, you know, it was exciting when they won it, but it was also one of those, like, ooh, I hope my team scores more runs in October. They did last night. But, Patrick, it does feel like that trade has changed. Again, I use the word everything, even though it's not literally accurate, but it feels like it's changed everything.
Well, it sure has. You know what? And I think I remember saying, like, you know, like there's not a Pete Rose trade out there. You know what I mean? Like I was still looking for this magical thing, and I didn't think they were going to do much of anything. I really didn't. I was just like, man, this stinks. They're just
well, you know what's also great, Patrick, that he got a player of that caliber and did not give up their top three prospects.
Exactly.
That's pretty. All right, Patrick, good call kicking us off, bud. Real appreciate it. 215-592-9494. Coming up, concert tickets, how you can win them today. Richie asking a question in a press conference yesterday, the audio of his question, the answer, we'll get to that. Your phone calls on all of it, including the cool prize, like I said. Dial us, 215-592-9494 from training camp. Joe DeCameron, John Richie, it's 94 WIP.
You might have seen it on my socials last week. Yes, I am engaged. We are engaged. And let me tell you, I'm still smiling ear to ear because everything was perfect. Alicia, the setting, and absolutely that ring from Benari Jewelers. Rachel, Yoni, and Abby, thank you so much for helping us create a moment so special. The ring that you created for us is so fabulous, and you were so patient with us. Alicia and I wanted something that was ours, completely unique, and that's why we went to Benari and we worked with their amazing team to design a custom ring from scratch. First, Rachel and Yoni, they guided us to the perfect diamond, and we fell in love with this breathtaking diamond and the way it makes us both feel. Then Rachel and Yoni, they helped us create this fascinating ring to display this incredible diamond. And I think it's the most amazing ring I've ever seen. And they sent it off for a wax mold for our brainstormed ring and just to make sure it was exactly what we expected. And every detail was perfect. Every step was easy, and we love the ring. And Benari made it feel like we were the only two people in the world that mattered. But I know that's how they make every customer feel. We can't stop talking about this ring or the experience. So if you're ready to pop the question or you just want something that says us in every detail, trust me, head to Benari Jewelers. And from me and Alicia, a special thank you to the entire team at Benari Jewelers, Newtown Square in Exton and Newtown Square.
Well, that hook, it, you know, brings you back. Hope you're having a great start to your Tuesday morning, little Blues Travelers. So, it does matter when we play tennis because we got to play. Like, it's been a big delay. Circumstances kind of got in the way last week, and we can tell you now that we know when tennis will be, and it will be soon. So, if you want to attend tennis between Fritz and me, get your hiney moving for tomorrow. Wow. Tennis will be tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. at FDR Park. Seltzer, it was not the right. You could have played the breaking news sounder, but that's okay.
It was the wrong button, obviously.
No, thanks for the heads up.
Yeah. So, yeah, John, believe me, I hear you, bud. Look, the good thing is we had told people last week we thought it would probably be Wednesday. Station did not lock it down. Here's the one thing I'll say in Station's defense. They did have to, you know, claim a court, claim another court, because I think we got a couple courts reserved so people can stand and watch. You got to lock in the judge. You got to lock in the four the line judges. I mean, they when I say the judge, I mean the umpire. The four. Now, look, ideally we would have announced this last week. Unfortunately, it got announced on social media yesterday. On the air, we're telling you right now. Tennis tomorrow, 11:30 a.m. FDR Park. So if you can, please be there. Obviously, if not, you know, people in WIP will keep you updated on what's going on. Me and Fritz, tennis. And we look forward to round 3.
Seltzer. So does that mean tomorrow we could just re-air the show from last Wednesday? Same deal?
That's right. Better not rain. It better not rain. I'll tell you what. If it rains and this thing gets canceled pretty soon, it's going to be me and Fritz, Rocky and Apollo, Rocky 3 style. We'll just be in a gym by ourselves. No one will watch it. We got to do it. I mean, clock's ticking. We got to do it. So tomorrow, 11:30, be there, FDR Park, if you can. Spread the word to your family and friends. All right, James, what's something about the Eagles maybe we haven't given enough attention to? What do you think?
Yeah, it's something I've been thinking about since we had Ruben Frank on last week from Canton. And he mentioned about the levels of the defense. And I don't think we do give enough thought or you know, credit towards the fact that I think they're going to have an all-pro at every level of the defense. I think Jalen Carter is going to be an all-pro again. I think Zach Bond's going to be an all-pro again. And I think Quinyon Mitchell is going to be an all-pro. I mean, Quinyon has been the talk of camp. He has been the number one guy, Ruben himself, that Elliott, every beat reporter, whenever they get asked who's standing out at camp, it's Quinyon, Quinyon, Quinyon. I think those three levels, and I'm not even talking about Cooper and Jock Campbell and all these other guys where there's upside. Moro Jomo's flashing every day. I think having a stud, an absolute top-of-the-league stud, at each level of the defense, to Richie's point, is going to solve a lot of the problems of the guys they
love. Well, certainly one thing I remember from the Jim Johnson group at their best, because at their best, Hugh was up front, Trott was in the middle, and Doc was on the back end. And again, to your point, James, a lot of other quality players mixed in. Not that all three of those players were all pros every year, but to know you had a guy like Hugh dominating up front, Trott doing his thing in the middle, and Doc on the back end, it makes a huge difference. Yeah, this team is certainly loaded with stars on the defensive end, and that helps. 215-592-9494. Rhea, what's something that hits you about the coming season maybe we haven't given enough attention to?
The return of Dallas Goedert to me is huge, because the chemistry that I keep hearing about between him and Jalen during this training camp has been huge. You know, and John, you mentioned yesterday, obviously, what Dallas does for the running game. But I was struck in the offseason the fact that Jalen, you know, spoke to him while he was going through it, when there was all the rumors about and how much he wanted him back. You can see that. I mean, his biggest problem is just staying healthy. I mean, if he can, he can be primed for a huge year.
Yeah, and certainly he's going to be motivated contract-wise.
100%.
Not that I've ever felt he hasn't
No, exactly.
Motivated.
Yeah, but even more so.
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, kind of last call for a big contract.
The problem is he plays a physical game.
He does.
I mean, it's just the way he plays.
Yes,
but I think the two of those could really have a great connection this year.
All right, so your reaction to everything we've discussed with the Eagles, do you agree with me Saquon doesn't take a step back? That's what my gut tells me.
Well, now, training camp tells you that. They haven't lowered his workload in training
camp.
Yeah,
but it's when it piles up with the hits in October and November, and, you know, we know what history says. History says
this
it can
guy's
be done,
just different.
But it's tough.
He's different.
I think he's different, too.
He can handle that. He can hold up. There's nothing preventing this guy from going 2,000. It really is just circumstance, and that's it. The O-line's going to open the holes for him.
Yeah.
You know, look, these other backs are good, too. You know, A.J. Dillon really is solid, but he's trending toward being the goal line short yardage back, and he's going to be awesome at it. But and then Shipley, in passing situations, he's going to be worked in there, too, and those guys are going to spell Saquon quite a bit. Maybe that's going to take away enough of the yardage that he falls short of the 2,000. But this rushing attack is the best the NFL has seen in a long time, and it's not going anywhere.
Yeah, it really is an incredible.
It's probably going to be better this year because that familiarity, that really does matter. And by the way, the guy that we replaced, that we moved in to right guard, Tyler Steen, no one is talking about him. No one is saying,
but you're impressed.
Oh, he doesn't look right out there. Because he looks right. Because they're not skipping a beat. Remember how with Cam Jurgens it just sort of was a non-issue?
Yeah, I do.
It's the same way with Tyler Steen. He is out there. You know, yesterday I was watching one-on-one pass rush with the defensive line. And that's normally a drill where the inside offensive lineman, the right and left guard, the center, you know, it's not as easy for those guys. The tackles, that's like their bread and butter. You know, a guy's coming off the edge and they're going to be the finesse guy and use their hands. It's not always as easy inside. Yesterday, I loved what I saw from our guard shutting things down.
Good.
Tyler Steen included. Tyler Steen looking like a nifty, you know, past protecting punch and light.
Well, this
on your
is the year. You're three from Bama. This is the year for him to step up.
He looks good.
And I'm glad you think so. Really. All right, 215-592-9494. We broadcast from the NovaCare Complex today. It's part of Champ Camp. Driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World, RV sales, service parts, and accessories. Let's get to Nick calling from Bucks County. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning, morning team. How's everybody doing today?
Super, Nick.
I'm excited about this secondary situation. If Coop can move into safety and McWilliams is really the real deal. Have you guys seen anything out of training camp?
Yeah, that they don't know who their corner or safety is going to be.
Right.
Like, I do like right. McWilliams.
Like,
though,
Nick, here's what I want to do. I want to have two Quinyon Mitchells and two Cooper DeJeans. Does that work?
We could be really excited about this rookie this year. Can you imagine 2 years in a row being that excited about rookies in the secondary?
Oh, that would be something if true. We'll find out.
Hey,
now, look, all jokes aside, Nick, I think the biggest thing back – there's two biggest things I think that stand out in training camp so far back there. One is that, to what John said, everyone's saying Quinyon Mitchell's taking a leap. And that's saying something because he was great.
Well, he's making plays. You know, he's actually going and taking the ball away from the offense.
Which is something he struggled at last year. That was the one thing he struggled at. Was
and
the
it's something that you're not seeing in other situations. Like, the offense is not turning the ball over much.
Right.
So, and when it is, it seems like, Quinyon again.
Sure. But I think the other thing, Nick, is I believe at this stage they legitimately do not know who the other starting safety will be and who the other starting corner will be. I mean, they literally on their depth chart list multiple people. They actually don't know yet.
Yep. And it feels they're just going to try to make the puzzle fit the best way that they can.
Yeah.
And Cooper DeJean's versatility is going to be put to the test here. They're going to just try to fit him in however it serves the team best. Basically, who they can find. They did. We just brought in another cornerback to compete here.
Yeah.
They're going to keep doing that. They'll probably do it at the safety spot, too. And whatever they're left with, they're going to take Cooper and fill him in.
All right, Nick, give me what point you got, buddy.
Hey, for the Eagles, with the field goal kicker, is there anybody else but Jake kicking field goals? Have you guys seen him kicking? Is he looking good?
Well, I've seen him look good.
Yeah,
I've seen him look powerful with the leg.
Look, Nick, I'm going to chalk last year up to the long snapper. They changed long snappers, and I'm just going to tell you, my gut is that it's not Jake Elliott. Couldn't effectively kick field goals anymore. It was probably something with the snap.
Somebody said he was also kind of battling some kind of injury.
Well, that
happened.
Which
I think they might have kept quiet.
Bo Allen, I think, was the one who said
that's
it on
right,
the Chris
Bo
Long
Allen.
Podcast.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, Nick, if he comes out first couple games and he's erratic, then you could have a problem. Good call, buddy. Appreciate it as always. 215-592-9494. By the way, when you call in today, chance to win a cool prize as this morning on the program. Hold on 1 second. I got to get my piece of paper here. Or what am I looking
text,
at? Seltzer?
Text.
I got to look at a text message. I got to look at a text message from Seltzer because I'm all over the place. And James, I still can't find it. Actually, can you help me out back there?
Sure.
Yeah, thank you. What prize do we have to give away today?
No problem. Let me just scroll up in the text message that you came in. our prize.
Live radio, boys
and
girls.
Yeah, exactly. Hold on 1 second.
I got it right here. Pair of tickets to see Linkin Park. By the way, coming up soon, August 16th, Wells Fargo Center. Linkin Park in town. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Once again, that is Ticketmaster.com. All right, how do you win the Linkin Park tickets? It is very, very smooth. Well, you know, first you don't succeed, try again. Right. How do you win the Linkin Park tickets? Well, let me tell you. So first off, the movie that probably wasn't any good. Who knows? I didn't see it. There was a Little Rascals movie back in the 90s. Obviously a playoff of the original Little Rascals from like way back.
Yeah.
And you know what they were? You know what they were, Ray Hughes?
They were rascals.
They were rascals.
Yes.
They were rascals. So today, in honor of like the real Little Rascals from back in the day, we ask you 215-592-9494 for the Linkin Park tickets. We ask you, who's a rascal? Now, we're going world of fiction. We could go real life. Be some interesting answers from the world of real life. But the world of fiction, books, movies, shows, whatever it might be, plays. Give me a rascal. from the world of fiction. Best answer whoever provides it wins.
I would love to hear someone give us one from a play.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm thinking of Ray Diddy's play right now. Young Ray's a little bit of a rascal out there. Seltzer, who's a rascal? Best answer wins the Lincoln Park's tickets. What do you think of James?
Might even go past rascal. This was a problem. Junior from Problem Child.
Yeah, he really was, man. That could have been a winning answer. He was an issue. Richie, when you think of a rascal, what hits you, man?
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should, too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I think that's a great answer there. I guess, remember Dukes of Hazzard?
Yep.
Boss Hogg was rascally, and he was tiny, and maybe that contributes to the rascaliness.
Well, hold on. Boss Hogg was short. I wouldn't call him
tiny. Oh, okay. You're right. He was a little rotund.
You know what I'm saying? He could play D-tackle now.
He was, okay. He was shorter. Squattier.
Boss Hogg.
He was rascally.
Tiny, never been described that.
Boss Hogg. Ray, when you think rascal, what hits you?
That wascally wabbit.
Oh, yeah.
Bugs Bunny.
Sure, Bugs is a great answer. Look, there are big answers. I'll tell you what, I think there's one that is so big that if it gets said, I feel confident I'll vote for it. But I will give Rhea this. Bugs could have won also. Bugs pretty big.
I think so.
So I'm curious if the one I'm thinking of gets said. I won't tell you now. Look, I'll give you not a rascal, Darth Vader. Now, one thing about that guy that's a rascal. All right, let me give you a rascal. If you know Happy Days, Ralph Mouth was a rascal.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right?
Oh, 100%.
Classic rascal. Yeah. He's stirring it up. He's, you know, doing the funny stuff. He's got little corny jokes. He thinks he's funny.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? All right, give us a great answer for who's a rascal from the world of fiction, books, movies, shows. Big answers are out there. 215-592-9494.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
About that show, but I don't want to give away an answer. Was Potsy rascally?
No.
He was more nerdy, maybe?
He was nerdy and a little dorky.
Yeah, dorky, more dorky.
His singing was not...
That's
rascal.
You're right. You know what? That's what changed everything. Yeah.
The singing. He was a crooner.
I forgot about that. He had the cool, just like one aspect.
Yeah, no, that was.
And that made him less rascally.
Well, back then it was viewed as cool. Now it would be like, look at that fool
that would be...
trying to entertain the room.
You're right.
Who does this guy think he is?
Oh, no. Singing again? Right. Really?
Right. All right, give us a great answer for who's the rascal, 215-592-9494. So I thought Richie was a rascal yesterday with a question in a press conference to Kevin Petullo. Shame on me. I found out in the commercial break. It shows you how little I listened to the show yesterday. No offense, Matt. I was busy. Petullo was on our program yesterday. Of course,
hello.
I wasn't here. So the question I have, because you know, I get sent audio from the producers back in the studio, in this case, Justin D'Orazio earlier today, audio of Richie asking a question to Petullo. I thought it was a press conference. By the way, I went as far as to go through the press conference transcript, because, John, the Eagles sent out that press conference transcript. They didn't have your question or your name in there. I thought, my God, they must have cut you out. What's up with that? Then I find out the reason, well, it was actually on our show. Let's listen to John with Kevin Petullo yesterday. Not quite as, Seltzer? Monumental. Like, John asked a question in an interview on air. He did not ask a question in a press conference, which I'm still waiting for him to do. But that's all right. I haven't done that in a while either. Let's listen to Petullo with Richie yesterday.
What would you say to Eagles fans who are a little bit nervous about this transition?
I think the biggest thing is I've been here through the process and the evolution of what we've done here offensively and kind of the work we've put into it from 21 until now and seeing the changes from even each coordinator, right? What they wanted to do, maybe their own spin on it and knowing the personnel. So I've kind of watched it develop and grow and had my hand on it and been a part of it. So I think there's a little bit of a difference in that as far as knowing and seeing where it was in 21 to 22 to 23, what worked, what didn't, and where we need to go with who we have.
John, what struck you about talking to Petullo yesterday?
He's really impressive. It just, I
remember when we thought that about Brian Johnson, by the way, I swear to God. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
We were right here. I'm
and
not
I wonder how much of that was us projecting, oh, he must be really connecting with the quarterback because they're so close.
No, but like sometimes just
friends.
Like I'll give you an example. Seltzer, remember
and
when we had the Temple
like he was smart.
Two Temple coaches now. Remember that guy was on our show like 2 years ago?
Yeah. Stan Drayton.
Stan Drayton. And like we thought, I mean, I was ready to freaking run through a wall. And then the guy was gone in, like, what, 2 years?
Yeah.
So, you know.
That happens at Temple.
It does. But also, coaches talk like coaches, and they can rev up the juice. You know, Ray, I mean, they can rev it up the way they
but,
present
But, you know,
it.
We brought up the, I brought up the example yesterday. Mike Groh was not a great communicator.
I honestly don't even remember.
You don't, he was
I
with
know.
Doug.
I know. I know.
Oh, yeah,
no,
yeah.
I know Mike Groh.
Oh, no.
And I don't remember hearing him talk.
He was not a good communicator.
Really?
New.
Really?
New.
All right. Yeah. Look, 215-592-9494. Give us a rascal, your impressions of the Eagles. Phil's last night with just tremendous play. Also, let's give you the Twitter poll question of the day. Because while Cooper DeJean has versatility, so too does Jahyd Campbell. Twitter poll question. Sounds like he might play both positions. Edge and inside linebacker. Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's annual sizzling summer sales event is on, and it's on now. Visit ArminChevy.com for details. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. For the talented and certainly multidimensional Jahyd Campbell, we ask you this question. Which position do you think he will play more this season? Edge rusher or inside linebacker? Sounds like they're going to be switching him back and forth. That's what it sounds like. We're not certain, but that's what it sounds like. Which spot do you think he gets more snaps at? 215-592-9494. Ben Davis joins us coming up next from Eagles training camp on both the Birds and certainly the Phils as well on this Tuesday morning on 94 WIP. All right, Joe DeCamera here. Let me tell you about Family and Company Jewelers. Right there in Marlton, New Jersey. Easy to get to from Philly. Over the river. Through the woods. No, it's not that far. Over the river, over the bridge. That's what I was trying to say. Get yourself to Family and Company Jewelers from Philly, from PA, or certainly from Jersey. Guys, let's be honest. Shopping for an engagement ring, I mean, that can be a daunting task. Where to start? Where to go? What to do? What to look for? Well, let me tell you where to start. Family and Company Jewelers. You walk in, maybe you're not sure who to trust. When you get there, you'll know. They're wonderful people. They're experts. They'll guide you through the process. You're not going to get some ridiculous sales pitch. You're going to get an expert helping hand to put a ring on the hand of the girl of your dreams. So get yourself to Family and Company Jewelers. They're changing the game. Full transparency, no pressure, no commission. And every piece of jewelry in the showcase has the price right there on display. No haggling, No surprises. Family Company Jewelers, Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey. They do it the right way. They're wonderful people from junior on down. Family Company Jewelers, Route 70, Marlton, New Jersey.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.